Circuit Racing, based in Corona, California, and founded in 1978 by Mitch Payton, is known for two things: building high-quality horsepower and winning races. The name Pro Circuit is worldwide recognition that you have bought the best, and we strive to get you the very best products for your bike. From two strokes to four,
engine porting, suspension, and our top-rated exhaust products,
we cover it all. And just one look at teams like Team 2-2 with Chad Reed, Star Racing, Hardin Huntington, and of course our own team consisting of Dean Wilson, Martin Davalos, Blake Baggett, Justin Hill, Darren Durham, and Tyler Rattray, we make champions. Visit ProCircuit.com for more info on all the services and products. Pro Circuit, we race.
Mitch Payton, Pro Circuit Pulpcasts from Lakewood. You had a big team here today. Results weren't so good.
Not a perfect day.
No, not the day that you normally have, that your team normally has. Do you think other teams in the pits are enjoying this?
Absolutely.
They are, aren't they?
Yeah, I know they do. They're laughing at us, but
That's okay.
I can't do anything about it. I'm trying, man. I'm like, we're doing everything we can do. I mean, we're working really hard. I'm really confident the bikes are good. Mm-hmm. I'm lost for words a little bit on a few of them. Why they're not better than they are, you know. Like I said, Tyler had in testing and stuff was really good, so I really thought he would be up there, and I haven't seen that yet. You know, like I haven't seen anything, and you know, like he said, it's because he's not getting a start. But I'm like, well, you know, then leave the gate with everybody.
Yeah.
You know,
yeah.
So I think that's a lot of it. Dino, obviously, last week was super nervous. Even this week, you know, I think it's a confidence thing, and I think he has to work into it. You know, the step from 250 to 450, yeah, I think, is a big difference. And I think Barcia has done the best stepping stone job so far of any of the X lights mm-hmm. guys.
Yeah.
And if you look at the lap times, even with Justin, you know, late in the moto, you know, it's not there yet.
Yeah.
And so, like, it obviously is a big step. And
what I see from Dean is errors of, like, commission, trying hard. Like, he's making mistakes, but he looks like he's generally trying to push it and trying to gas it. And, you know, it's a bigger bike and easier to make a mistake on.
Well, and I think he's learning that, you know. Like, I think this week was better than last week for sure, and the, you know, he did a really good lap time in practice, and that was, you know, right, that was trying to ride more mellow lines and not trying to go to the inside, hit the rut, clutch it coming out, you know, like
yeah.
All that used to work, but on these things it doesn't, you know. Like, you, if you listen to RV and Dungey and Stewart, how they ride the bikes, it's pretty mellow because they got so much power, you know. And like, I think he's catching on to that, but he hasn't got it yet. It'll take him a little time, but I think he can do it.
Durham pulled out today. Injuries from Hangtown still bugging him. So you had Davalos and Blake Baggett. Blake and Hill. Hill did all right. He's okay. He's figuring it out. Baggett in the second moto. What's up with that? That's a little weird.
Yeah, he. I think when you see it on TV, he had a really good start, mm-hmm. and he just said he lost the rear end in the first turn, so he came out about fourth, and then all of a sudden he was eighth, and then from eighth, you know, like, he struggled to get by guys, and usually that's not his MO. I don't know, maybe a little off day, but you know, I thought he rode good at Hangtown, but I didn't think he rode so good here. But we're gonna go back and we're going to go testing. We're going to work on a couple things and see what we can do. Martin had flashes of brilliance, but he hates to hear this, but I think he needs better endurance. You can look on the website and find out if I'm right. And Hill has got to find speed and endurance. And I know he's a rookie and he's young, but this is what you work your whole life for. And I can't see people taking it lightly, you know, because it's an opportunity, and Cooper Webb did great. So if one amateur kid can do it, other people should be able to do it, you know. And I think it's the amount of effort they put into it during the week, and if he wants it, then he's got to nut up and do it.
All right. Well, hey, Muddy Creek next week. Have you ever been there?
I've never been there.
That's pretty amazing. Like, I guess, how would you ever get there? But, you know, it is a track that's been around for a long time. It's a cool track.
They used to have the Top Gun Showdown, yeah. And it was a big deal. Do you remember years ago when Mike Brown beat Damon Bradshaw there?
Yeah, Brownie in, like, 89, or almost when, like, he had quit racing, basically. You know, he kind of had those rough couple of years. Yeah, he beat Bradshaw.
It was, I think, before that, because he rode peak bikes for us in 92. And I think it was before that.
Oh, yeah, he quit after you. That's right. After you ruined him. And then he worked at Jim's motorcycle store for, like, 6 months.
I don't know what he did, because, you know, he rode for us, and then he privateered it, and then I think he did quit, and then he came back. And then he rode for Honda of Troy.
Then he went to Europe.
But
anyways, yeah. And he's not going to race next week. He's got a Baja thing. I cannot believe a Muddy Creek National is going off without Mike Brown.
That's amazing. I'm sure they'll talk about it.
Yeah.
Or maybe Bradshaw ride.
That'd be awesome too. All right. Thanks, Mitch.
All right. You're welcome.